Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yup, we doing all of that. It's coming up. Seabro, Laura Rosenberg, Monday vibes. We here, man. I think you need to call right now so we can get you on for Laura Never Loses. We need a couple of people to get with the get downs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need some contestants to hit us up. Yes, because we got tickets to the Weed and Ones comedy tour with Mike Ebbs, Lil Duval, D.R.A. Davis, Chico Bean. So at the Barclays Center, May 3rd. So it's going to be a fun night.
Well, fun night was last night. What an eventful. If you're a football fan, you love the sport. What a great game.
Crazy.
You know, and then if you're a music fan, Usher laid it down, smack 'em, yak 'ems. And then if you just tune in for the commercials and whatnot, it was some good commercials in there. It was all around a good night.
It was
so much going on, but great surprises.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you had mentioned a commercial shout out to Africa that I missed.
Yeah, you didn't see the NFL Africa commercial with highlighting football in Ghana in Accra.
I did not. And you said it was right after halftime, right?
Right after halftime. Now, I had posted I shared the ad with you.
Yeah.
Instagram a while ago. I tagged you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh,
is it the same exact one?
Well, it was the full thing now.
Got you. Mm.
And so, I don't know if y'all remember O.C. Umiura, who used to play for the Giants. Mm-hmm. He actually, as the ad goes on, the little boy loses his football. A dog takes football and runs off with it because he got his little imaginary friends that are NFL football players running through the market in Ghana.
Right.
And then it turns out the daughter took the football from him and ran off and leads the boy to a football field where they practicing football. And he's like shocked. And O.C. Umiura walks over to him to talk about, you know, like, yo, I see that you want to play. Well, now it's not just a dream anymore. And then, you know, cats is playing football.
Right. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but moving, right? they put the whole ad. Well, it was up on, a lot of people don't know, there's actually an Instagram called NFL Africa.
Okay.
That you can follow if you're interested in what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
But they definitely have flag football leagues popping up for the kids all over the continent.
That's fire.
And I heard rumor that at some point they're open to playing a game in Africa. But obviously infrastructure and, you know, they got to put a stadium up in Accra and, you know, improve some things. But and hotels and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's supposedly they want it to happen.
That's what's up.
There's also, you know, talk of NFL football coming to Brazil, Mexico City. So, yeah, no, they trying to, you know, listen, man, after years of us frying them, they trying to do something out here.
Yo, well, it was a good game yesterday, man.
Nah, it went down to the wire. I don't remember a game that went that. I mean, there's been some with some surprising endings. But that one was, they definitely took it to the last second of that overtime.
Yeah, that was a good luck.
Yeah, man. Laura, did you have a favorite commercial?
I mean, I enjoyed the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
of course, that Verizon commercial with Beyonce was crazy.
And then the music dropped right after the commercial.
Oh, there's so much to cover up.
Shawnee, we got that new Beyonce, America. Well, people calling it country music, but there should be two new Beyonce songs.
Yeah, I have a 16 Carriages.
Yep.
And I have Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em is the one I think that's shocking people the most because, man, you know, look, man, most people aren't old enough to remember or even close enough to music to care enough about these the sounds of blues and rock and roll and Americana music and how black and you know and how black people started those sounds in America that became what we know now to be country music.
Yeah.
But if you got some old heads, some I mean, and I'm talking about some 65 plusers in your family. You know, that's from the South, that grew up in the Georgias and the Louisianas and Texas and all that.
Yeah.
They know about this music that Beyonce's pulling up.
For sure.
The real funny part gonna be if she wins Album of the Year for these.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the real funny part.
I know.
But we're gonna get y'all these new Beyoncés on. I'm enjoying it, and thank you. I want to say thank you again, man. As a fan of music and black music in America, like I am so thankful that Beyoncé is pushing people's musical ideas of black people into different spaces. Because somebody with her level of celebrity doing this, you know what I mean? It's very important. Yes. It's very important. You know, that's how, like, when you see a Tracy Chapman and you see Fast Car, and people go, wait, you know, because there was blowback when your man Luke Combs, I don't know if you guys saw it on the internet, there was people mad that he brought her out at the Grammys. There were people mad when they found out that that was a black woman's song.
Mm. Interesting.
And, you know, nobody, I ignored it mostly because I'm like, of course there are, right? We live in a world where people don't want to, A, don't even want black people around, B, definitely don't want to give black people our just due for our contributions, right? Like, that's just, it's just a never-ending saga of uphill battle for black folks to get credit for things and to be a part of the American story in a real way. Yeah, man, I'm just really thankful. And I hope people respond to it. And the real interesting piece will be, I hope country music radio stations play this Beyonce song. Will that happen?
Hopefully.
We'll see.
We'll be talking about commercials. You know, of course, we got to cover the Jesus commercial. Washing feet. Washing feet was trending.
That was very interesting.
We got to cover washing feet. The Dunkin' Donuts J-Lo Ben Affleck commercial was great. What else was in there? The
commercials weren't really popping like that, though.
There was a couple.
It didn't feel like the glory days of commercials to me.
No.
Kind of felt like whatever.
I was hyped off the Willow movie. As a fan of Willow, there was a couple of movie trailers that got me hyped. The Planet of the Apes got me hyped. The Willow movie got me hyped. What else was in there? It wasn't crazy. Cardi B's thing didn't really move. I didn't see anybody talking about that. I don't even know if y'all saw the Cardi B commercial.
The Knicks commercial.
That's what it's called? NIX or NYX Knicks, or something?
Yeah, Knicks.
Yeah, look, even Laura's not even happy about it. It was like some lip plumping something. People was definitely not checking for that. I didn't hear a response. I don't know if they was not checking for it, but I didn't know. I didn't see nothing about it.
There was the RFK. Is that RFK?
RFK. Yeah. He wanted to confuse people. He did an old school commercial. Is that his great uncle? Wait, no, what's
this? His uncle.
It's his uncle.
But it got some controversy around it now that he apologized about.
He had to apologize?
Yeah, that's what I heard on the news this morning.
What?
So he's like, I'm sorry. Something he did that he wasn't supposed to do.
I didn't even see this commercial.
It's
like a black Rosenberg.
No. Don't even explain to him. Rosenberg, go watch it. It's got a theme song and everything.
All right.
Run your Googles on the RFK commercial. And then we'll come back and look at it in a second. We got Michael and Gina on the line. It's time to get to the shenanigans. Have some fun on a Monday morning. Gina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We are great today. Did you get to watch the Super Bowl?
I didn't. I just watched the halftime show, the Usher concert.
The Usher concert. How'd you feel about the Usher concert?
I think they did good. I liked them.
Got it. Did you see Jermaine Dupri's socks sent my lady around the bend for a second. And I had to explain to her that they were like scrunchy socks, not ruffle socks. She was like, why is he wearing little girl socks?
Yeah, with the Easter socks.
Yeah. He was like, why is he wearing little girl's Easter socks? I'm tired of this.
Laura sent me the picture this morning. He looks crazy.
They're not. And I was like, babe, I don't think they are. I think they're like little, you know, like scrunchy. Like you push them down. Like
no, Ebro, it's actually like a little pouch.
Huh?
It's a little pouch. Yeah, we'll explain later on. It's a lot.
But it's not ruffled.
No.
All right. Michael, what's going on, man?
Good morning.
Yo, good morning. You watched the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I watched it.
Any favorite?
On the last drive, though.
What? Oh, hit him with the button, bro. No. Oh, no.
LL Cool J.
Oh, speaking of LL Cool J, he had a commercial.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you, Mr. LL Cool J. It was like Coors Light, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Gina, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles in the game that lives up to his name?
It's hard, but I'm going to go with Laura.
It's what you should
all
do.
Right.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
Shawnee with the question.
I got him.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
Okay. Who was the latest to go on Club Shay Shay?
Ebro.
Monique.
Yep, Trash, Tyler Perry, and Oprah. What kind of creatures are the antagonists in Independence Day?
Ebro.
They are aliens.
Aliens is the answer. John Hancock was the first person. Ebro.
To sign the Declaration of Independence.
That is a fact. Who just introduced her new hair?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Didn't Beyonce introduce Beyonce?
Beyonce, yes. Beyonce is the answer. Who was the first person to win two Nobel?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The first person to win two Nobel Peace Prizes would be
two.
I'm gonna go with Einstein.
One. Incorrect. Laura Stiles. Two Nobel Prizes.
I think it's Marie Curie.
Marie Curie is the answer. Which legend just got a statue in the front of the Ebro?
Kobe Bryant.
Wow, crypto.com arena. Shall we keep going?
Yo, I ain't never seen this. Yo, you want
to. Wow.
What you call, you we got to save some
Laura,
questions.
You
want to
say mercy? You want to say mercy?
Wow.
That was like a
hell
mercy.
No.
This is
no.
five to one. Bro. Ebro wins.
Hey, man.
Yo,
we did it, man.
Nah. Let's
wait,
go.
Wait, Laura, you want to protest?
No, it's fine.
I want to appeal.
Michael, man, you're getting laced up. Laura, what's he winning?
Tickets to Weed 'em Ones comedy tour hosted by Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D. Ray Davis, DC Young, Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. Barclays Center, March 3rd.
There it is, March 3rd. It's going down.
Thank you.
Hey, Gina, we love you. You have a great week, okay? If we don't talk to you, Michael, man, you fell asleep on that last drive in overtime? Wow.
I'm a truck driver, man. I got to get out of here.
Fair enough.
LLJ.
Oh, man. Hang on. We got to get you laced up so you can do something with the family, take a day off and do something. Rosenberg, how would you rank the football we watched?
I would rank it pretty highly when it was all said and done.
Yeah.
By the end, pretty good game.
Yeah, right?
I mean, went to overtime, second time ever in Super Bowl history.
Rosenberg sounded like he's still drunk from yesterday. You are. You okay?
No, I mean, second, I leveled bat. The second ever overtime game, it's hard to complain about that.
I thought it was a great game beginning to finish.
Not beginning. No, I did not think the beginning was great.
I loved the first
quarter and a half of just punting back and forth.
I liked it because it was really like an evenly matched game. Like it was a struggle for both of them.
It was always that for sure.
You know what I mean? I think I appreciated that part. Hang on, everybody. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles. This is next. Hey, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. It's time for that Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flashing Lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Yes, Usher hit that stage for the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday and going through all of his biggest hits, caught up, you don't have to call, superstar, hits the stage. Of Alicia Keys came out.
Yep.
On the piano with I Ain't Got You, and then transition to her duet with Usher, My Boo.
Yeah.
And then we saw.
Look, hey, yo, and don't leave out that Alicia, all my lady could talk about was how amazing Alicia Keys looked.
Word.
Oh, my God, yeah. She looked
incredible.
Yeah, she
looked great.
And Jermaine Dupri also came out and helped Usher sing Confessions and, you know, nice and
people
cool.
Thought,
I mean,
and people thought it was CeeLo. Let's be honest. I love Jermaine Dupri. I love Jermaine. People. I love Jermaine. But I love you, Jermaine Dupri. Like, you're somebody I love to debate and all that. But you got to look at the comments, bro. We got to do something. Oh, people God. Should not be confusing you with CeeLo. That bro, should not be happening.
Or Flo Rida, or both.
I'm watching the show with Rosenberg, and I yell, "Oh my God, it's CeeLo!" And then it was, "Oh my God, is it Flo Rida? Well, oh my God, it's Jermaine Dupri."
Well, hold up. First of all, anybody that confused it with Flo Rida, you hit yourself with the button, because Flo Rida is built like The Rock.
Right. Listen, it was a weird angle they were shooting him from, okay?
Okay, all right.
They tried to give him, like, the Superman angle, but it just didn't work right.
Oh,
I saw a lot of stomach, and I knew it wasn't Flo Rida. So, and why would Flo Rida be... Well, I guess Usher and Flo Rida could happen, but why? No.
Because I was thinking they might do Usher Pitbull.
No.
But CeeLo was the first thing that popped into my head. And then I see all over in Twitter, I'm like, everyone thought the same thing.
Yeah, no, that's not good. We got to do something, bro.
And all due respect.
Well, and for the last year, remember, Jermaine was promoting like a vegan ice cream. And so maybe he's been eating too much of that. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's vegan don't mean it ain't going to put pounds on your waistline.
Facts.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what's going on.
But we saw a nice guitar solo by her.
Yes.
Which was fire. Then Will I Am and came out. And, you know, he had to bring the skates. We were all correct about the skates, which was amazing.
Now, I didn't know that was Will I Am. I was like, why is Kool Moe Dee out there? And I was like,
no. See, that's even more unreasonable than Flo Rida.
Yeah. Kool Moe Dee
coming out.
I was like, wait, is that? Well, because, you know, Will I Am, I'm used to seeing hair. I'm not used to seeing a bald head.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there's he put some pounds on too.
Yeah.
And so when they had him standing there with the space glasses, you know, he had the glasses on like, you know, Missy Elliott, like the full head glasses from I Can't Stand the Rain, like, but with a big visor on the front. And I was like, is that Kool Moe Dee?
And then we saw Lil Jon and Luda came out. So overall, perfect. It was fun, man.
Luda and Lil Jon looking like themselves. They look like who they are. Will I Am, Jermaine, we need to talk.
Oh, man. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:02. Today's a high of 49 degrees. Rain tonight. The alternate side parking is suspended.
So, wait. Was at the end of the J-Lo commercial, J-Lo says, Tom Brady, you can stay. What was that?
I mean, I think it was exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yo.
It was her playing Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I think it was having fun. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like basically my boyfriend is a loser from Massachusetts. Let me bring in this winner.
Damn.
That's what I think the joke was.
I think you're right. I just needed to ask. So we're gonna talk more about how many people watched the Super Bowl, Rosenberg, numbers wise.
I have not seen, but my guess would be somewhere in like the 70 million.
Something
like that.
Not 100 million.
I don't know. I'm literally just guessing.
Okay, because somebody threw around a number like 180 million. And I was like, that's half the country, bro.
Oh, no, it's definitely close.
Well,
yeah, no, it says... You know, as of a couple years ago, 100 million, 113 million. So, yeah, probably around 100 million.
I believe it because non-football fans watch for the entertainment and just for the sake of getting together and having a good time.
Right. It was so basically a third of the country damn near watched this event last night. So it's going to be the biggest thing talked about today. Just so if you didn't watch it or you're not interested, you might just, you know, I don't know what you want to do with your life today, but... Thank you for logging in with us, because we talking about it all morning. Zebra Laura Rosenberg, congratulations. You played yourself on the way. Boy, Kanye West dropped an album on Friday, and everybody talking about Beyonce's music from last night. Damn.
Damn.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. A lot of people talking about Post Malone at the singing "America the Beautiful." I don't know if that's on your timeline like it is on mine. Where people are shocked that the guy that made White Iverson, it has now evolved into what Post Malone is. But Rosenberg put me on early. Well, you called it early. You were like, I don't think this guy's going to be making hip-hop records too long.
That was the vibe he gave. Now, I also don't think that last night was his farewell, like, I'm going to be wear a bolo every time and do country permanently either. I think he was kind of playing in, you know, leaning into the moment. You know? Like, musically, he's kind of stayed in a similar place now for a long time, right?
Yeah. No, he's been, but people vibe-y, haven't seen him. But if you're not vibing and checking out his pop music or his rock hybrid stuff that he's doing, you wouldn't have known that he was headed in this direction or even been in this direction. But the reason Rosenberg called it out early was because Rosenberg noticed that he had a lot of tattoos of artists that he loved, and none of them was black. And he pointed it bothered you a lot.
It did. I made a mean video about it. I ended up kind of feeling bad about it because whatever.
Y'all had beef for a second. Then y'all or something, y'all had to talk about.
I didn't always do things in the nicest way at that time in my life. But I know why I felt it. It did sort of bother me. But obviously things have worked out for Post Malone. But I had the same thought.
Yeah, look, having success in a mainstream way, you know, and using black culture to do so, or black sounds, or black music stylings to do so is, I mean, that's a American as apple pie.
it's so true.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. I never liked White Iverson as a song. I didn't like it. Never was into it. But it was one of those internet things that was popular.
But you've liked other records of his over the last few years.
Yeah, I liked the one Joey Badass wrote, which was a Rockstar.
Rockstar
was good. But also, it should be noted that even with the popularity of country music, which is where Post Malone is headed, because he started out making some hip-hop-ish sounds, and now he's making rock country. That's also black music, too, y'all, which is why this Beyonce moment I'm really loving. And if you don't know that or want to be a part of that, I got a button for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, how
loving
you're
that.
Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all.
I'm excited. Yourself. I'm loving it because I like how it sounds. I'm loving it because it's going to be an interesting social experiment. I'm loving it because someone at Beyonce's level is using her, you know, A-list celebrity and top-tier talent and reach to really take people's ears into a different musical place. I think it's necessary right now, where everybody trying to do the same things all the time. Is it going to be the number one on the charts? I don't know, probably not. But I definitely want to see if country music stations are going to support Beyonce.
I mean, let's be honest, that's the number one thing you're excited about.
That's right.
I knew it the second I saw it.
I was the same with Lil Nas X, though, to be fair.
Well, that was right in our face, right? Like, that was a thing immediately.
It was the same way.
In the end, what happened? Did they go with it?
They played the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah, he had to get Billy Ray Cyrus on it. Then they couldn't avoid it.
Remember that?
And by the way, in this record we heard last night, This is more country than Old Town Road.
Right. And this is, and just for clarity, the music is blues slash Americana is what you're hearing. The sounds you're hearing in it, we've been so conditioned to associate with country music that we don't even associate the sounds Beyonce, the instruments in the music Beyonce's making with black people. This is like our music, our ancestral American music here in this country.
And you mean because Shawnee will just go, is this a hayride?
Yeah.
They've co-opted it.
Well, no, I mean, black people have farms too now. Like, we just go hayride.
True, it's true.
And by the way, guess who was getting the hay?
Black.
Exactly.
That's facts.
Laura, what you got on your list today?
Just a little one, because I was watching clips of the Super Bowl halftime show. You know, when you watch it in real time, you kind of miss things. Oh, man. But there's a clip that's going around Twitter. And I hope she's okay, man. But there's a young woman who is dancing on a pole right behind Ludacris. Uh-oh. And she just lost it. And splat. Boom. Fell on the floor. She was, like, on the pole doing her thing. And she just slid and... fell, and I just, all I heard was this.
Hello,
Jake.
Hey,
now,
congratulations,
you played yourself.
Laura, it should be noted, because you can't believe every headline you post or every headline you read on the internet, that many people are suggesting that was a part of the choreography, and it just looked like she dropped fast. But they said that there was other dancers that did the same move. So I think it's okay.
Well, I hope, because when I saw that clip, it just looked like, I was like, all I could think about was ouch at the end. But I have seen strippers do the whole thing where they slide down and then they stop firmly right before they hit I hope. I hope, because what I saw, I was like, ooh, no.
And I've also seen strippers not be able to stop. And
yeah.
You might want to go get that checked out, man.
But overall, it was a great show. It was a great show.
You might want to call the bull on that one. That looked like an at-the-job, you know, injury on that one. Rosemary, what you got on your list today?
Well, a couple things. One, I see a lot of people don't get President Biden's joke, and I got to say it's pretty funny.
What was President Biden joking about?
He put up a tweet last night at 10:30.
Yes.
That's a picture of him staring straight ahead with red lights coming out of his eyes. And it says, just like we planned. and all these people are like, you're senile, I don't even understand this. And it's like, well, everyone said that Taylor Swift was going to win the Super Bowl so she could endorse Joe Biden. He was just leaning into the joke, which I thought was pretty funny. Now, granted, it was probably, my guess would be he didn't make the image and tweet it.
Wait, you think he went people think he went on the computer and edited a photo?
Yeah, like, I don't think he edited the photo and then said, yo, give me my phone, I'm tweeting this real quick. I don't think that's what happened. so people know.
Wait, do you think he even sent the tweet?
No, I don't think he's ever, I do not think Joe Biden has ever opened Twitter.
I was just checking.
I don't think he's ever opened the Twitter. But anyway, I thought it was pretty funny. Also, we might have to give a congrats to Kyle Shanahan.
What happened?
Who last night decided to, they won the toss in overtime.
That's right.
And decided to take the ball first.
Mm-hmm.
But the rules have changed for overtime in the playoffs. You will always now get a chance to get the ball second. So it used to be, when you got the ball first, if you scored a touchdown, you ended the game. But they've since that game a few years ago, that classic between Buffalo and Kansas City, since that, they switched the rule.
Yeah.
To where even if you score a touchdown on the opening drive, you still get a chance to respond. So you don't want to take the ball first.
Is that I thought he did it because he was believing his defense had been great all day and that they could make a stop.
That is probably what it was. I'm sure it wasn't that he didn't know the rule. But either way, I got to hit him with the butt.
Congratulations.
He did an interview about it after.
You just don't want to give Mahomes the ball last, though. Did he say that? Did he say in the interview, plan was, let me get Patrick Mahomes the ball?
He says, according to Producer Griff, he was saying he was planning for getting the ball third. If both teams got field goals, then he knew the exact score would win.
Knew the next score would win.
Right. And I'm sure he's basing that on the way the game had been going already.
Well, like I was saying, Hit him with the button.
Yeah, because it didn't work out. It didn't
work. You played
yourself. No, that's how this segment works. No matter how you set it up, when the game ends with Patrick Mahomes chucking the ball to Mecole Hardman and they win. Oh, by the way, Mecole Hardman, wasn't he on the Jets this year?
Oh, hit them with the button. Cool. Yo, you leave the Jets and go get a Super Bowl. Oh, man.
Oh, you know the vibes.
Cool,
oh, man. Oh, man. Damn. Damn. Now, I need that Beyonce music, man. Let's get play my country song. My Beyonce country song. She got two songs she put out. One is called 16 Carriages.
And this is Texas Hold'em, though?
This is Texas Hold'em.
Yes.
It's dropped yesterday. Beyonce just stole a moment from Usher. Oh, LLJ. You know Usher put out an album on Friday. Kanye
that.
Put out an album on Friday. Kanye got some heaters on there. Usher got some on there.
Yeah, well, guess what? Beyonce won the Super Bowl, so you can't be the Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, what Jodeci record is that he's singing, Cash One? KC and JoJo. Turns other
it's not Get On Up, right? No.
Turn him up.
Yeah, Rosenberg, it's Get On Up.
Get On Up.
Yeah. Get On Up.
There you go.
That record goes, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, man. After an amazing, eventful weekend of an Usher album dropping, a Kanye West album dropping, Beyonce dropping two songs, the Super Bowl game, Usher performing at the halftime. Mm. What an eventful, amazing weekend. And the weather wasn't too shabby. I mean, the clouds yesterday were annoying, but, you know, it's all vibes, man.
Yo, truth be told, I was listening to the Kanye. After Ebro told me the Kanye album was out, because I did not know it came out, and I started listening to it, I was like, uh-oh. I might have to go on the air and be like, yo, I've said a lot of things.
No.
No, I thought where this was going was I was going to have to say, I got to give it up. Like, no matter what I've said, my man has a classic. And then I kept listening to it, and I was like, all right, you know what? I don't have to do that. Go ahead and proceed. On Monday.
Yeah, but see, I don't.
It'll so be, it's like Donda to me. It's got some joints.
It's like Pablo. Pablo had joints, but it wasn't.
It's not Pablo.
It's not Pablo. But it's also... There's things on this album. It's fire. Yeah, it's like Donda. You know,
better than Donda. Yeah, better worse than Donda. Pablo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's how about that?
I'm fine with that.
1,000%. My friend was telling me yesterday. He was like, you know, it reminds me, and he's naming things that reminds him of some stuff from Pablo, some stuff from Ye, some stuff from the Wyoming era. I said, all true. I said, but you know what you're not saying? You're not saying it reminds you of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
No, you're not saying that.
Nah, well, and honestly, as a fan of music, right? I think as a human being, we all have this plague where we want to, when something comes out, whether it's a new Jordan or, you know, a new restaurant, whatever it is, we're going to compare it to things that we already loved, right? We do it with new relationships. We do it with all this stuff. We always compare. But with music, I try to just live in them, especially with an artist like Kanye West, or even Beyonce for that matter. You know what I mean? Who's going to come with something so dramatically different, especially in these last few from Beyonce. It's not meant to be compared to the other things. It's just.
Yeah, but Beyonce is like easy to not compare because they're all so good and different. You know what I mean? Like, this does sound familiar. This feels familiar. There's familiar things about it. And also it's hard because you're waiting for someone. The whole reason the Kanye experience is hard is because we deep down love so much about him. So you're always waiting to get that feeling restored.
I hate a lot, though. Like
no, there's a lot.
I hate a lot. Mm-hmm. I hate a lot.
And
like, imagine if you heard this album and we never had to hear from. Like, it's almost like I want to hit him with the shut up and dribble.
Yeah, just give me your music. Don't make me hear all your weird things that don't make sense.
But, you know, but I don't want to do that. Go ahead, say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. There's going to be repercussions for it. You know what I mean?
But he also he doesn't leave it out of the music. I mean, he gets to the Jew lines on the second song.
Yeah, but the reason I also don't want to delve into any of that either is because, you know, whether we're on the right side of history or the wrong side of history, you end up sounding like people who tell, you know, people who want to make change in society in some way to shut up and focus on your job. Or focus only give us what we like from you.
Right. And I don't agree with that either. That's why it's the other option, like you said. It's to just be offended by it and be bothered by it. I'm not going to tell you not to say it.
That's right.
And don't tell me, like, oh, he's a mental health issue, so thus you should ignore it. It's like,
nah,
this is what the man says.
I'm not playing that game with Kanye because for some reason he knows when to shut up. He'll go away when he's not promoted.
Yeah. And he can still make a good record. Like, it's still in there. You can hear that.
Bro, there's a few on this
album. he gave his daughter the best record on the whole album to me.
Yeah, it's your bestie, Miss Westy, rings off.
No, that's the best. That's the best song on that. I wish it was longer. I wish there was another verse from someone, like, right after she finishes. Because that beat is so crazy.
I have a question about that song. Maybe, Ebro, you know the answer. Like, on that song, you know when you hear the part where it goes, you don't want no problems, that part?
Yeah.
That's from a random online video on YouTube.
Right.
Now, do these people that they take that soundbite from get paid? Or is it just, I just use it because it's whatever?
I don't know.
That's a good
idea. Cass, real quick,
whose album is it on?
It's a Kanye album.
Cool. Then I'm going to go with, then I'm going to go with he just goes and puts it out. That's what I'm going with. Considering he did that to Ozzy Osbourne and Donna Summer, I think he's doing that with the random internet guys. Yeah, I think he is.
And then, you got to chase him down, and then you got to get your lawyers to chase him down and go get your money. Damn. Which, if we're being honest, is very hip-hop.
Super.
It's super
and also
hip-hop.
Trumpian, and also very Trump, which is two things that Kanye is very much about these days. He loves hip-hop, he loves Trump, so.
On the line right now, Shenanigan Time, let's bring in DJ John.
Yeah.
Johnny!
It's DJ John!
Johnny!
DJ John!
Johnny?
DJ John!
DJ John!
John, man, how'd you enjoy the football game, man?
I stayed up through the whole game. I stayed up, watched it, even halftime was special. Halftime was probably
is that a feat for you?
Staying
awake?
Because I plan on just after the halftime go to sleep. Mm. I was like, all right, it was kind of slow, it was boring in the beginning, first half, and then the second half kind of picked up a little bit.
See, I don't understand. Look, I understand not exciting where there's no scoring or big plays, but if you actively watch football. And you're a real football fan, like you're a fan of the sport, and it's a defensive standoff. I don't know how you call that.
And the score is still close.
And the score is close. I don't know how you call that boring if you actually watch the sport. And you're a fan of the sport.
Mm-hmm. I would call it awkward, clunky in the first half.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I knew once we got to halftime, and it was what, 10-3? 10-3 and a half, I believe?
Yeah.
Well, now you go, all right, we got a second half here. I mean, this is a close game. We got a second half that's going to be close. John, I didn't know you suffered with such a...
I just picked a high-scoring game.
I didn't know you were such
game.
A football casual. Let's go ahead and say it, Rosenberg. I didn't know you were such a casual.
Wow.
Well, he did kind of stop watching over the last few years. So.
Yeah, casual.
He doesn't even know who he roots for anymore. Yeah.
John, when Raquel comes up on the line and stumps you with this question, what are you going
to
give her?
Oh, tickets to see Fabio Foreign live at the Book in Paramount Saturday, May 18th at the Love and Pain 2 Tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Baby. Raquel, good morning. Oh, Shawnee, I thought you were...
Thanks, man.
Raquel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Watched the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Did you have any highlights, any of your favorite parts of the game?
Usher.
The halftime. So you watched the Usher concert. You wasn't even there for the...
Yeah, I was watching the football game, but not really. I was really there for Usher.
Yo, I gotta say, Jazz.
I get him.
Who doesn't watch football at all, was laying there watching the game with me as in overtime, and literally, I found she turned to me. She was like, "That was a great game."
Like, it was very entertaining.
I think
very
the way that game closed out with the clock rolling down and Mahomes and them in scoring position and making it happen, that was I want to hear today all of the hot takes on this game versus other great Super Bowl games. There's got to be a lot of them because this was a great close to a game. Raquel, really, your question for DJ John today.
Okay, so my question is, what is the highest score in NBA history? Not combined, just on one team.
The highest score.
The highest score from one team.
It could be All-Star game too?
She didn't stipulate, so go for it.
158
points. What are you saying, Raquel?
It's 186.
Damn.
Whoa.
Wow.
I should have went up more. I thought about it.
186.
Because they have gone up.
But 186 sure? is crazy.
Yes.
What year? Who played?
Yo, John.
It's the year. Oh, my goodness.
Hello,
your internet's messing up. Her Google.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to start questioning you guys out there, huh?
Yo, Raquel, you getting the tickets? You're in the game,
thank you,
or
so
in the
much.
Place, or wherever.
Every morning.
No, we listen to we love listen. You, and we thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all know this week is Valentine's Day, right?
Huh?
It is.
What?
Make sure you get
it
your
is.
Orders in. when you go to get your orders in, just know they starting to put weird prices on things where it's like, yo, if you want it delivered on Valentine's Day, you got to pay that extra. So you might want to, and I'm sure they're going to start running out of those delivery slots if you're not on your game.
Facto.
And if you didn't make a reservation? Oof. Laura Styles got the flashing lights about to happen. What's going on?
I do. Coming up in a flashing light report, we will talk about the highlights of the Super Bowl halftime show. Plus, Beyonce teased a new album. We'll cover it all coming up. Flashing lights.
Yo, and we got new Beyonce music. Cast one.
Oh.
I mean, you don't need Beyonce. If you want to, though, 16 carriages.
Yeah, sure.
You want to play that? It's the other Beyonce tune.
16 carriages driving away one.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Original black music.
16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away.
Beyonce, 16 carriages dropped yesterday. Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Yeah, so Usher took the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show, and he hit us with Caught Up, You Don't Have to Call, Superstar. Then Alicia Keys came out singing If I Ain't Got You, and they hit together. They hit the stage together to do My Boo.
Hello.
She looked incredible. Jermaine Dupri came out to help Usher sing Confessions. They did Nice and Slow, Let It Burn. I mean, we saw Will.i.am pop out, and then
is that who
skates
we saw?
Were everywhere.
Don't act like you knew that was Will.i.am off top.
I did not.
No.
I
thought it was Cool
Mo D.
But why Kumo D, though?
Because
why
of the glasses, the big glasses, so man. No, it's not random. Kumo D owns the big frame, you know what I mean? Glasses.
But Kumo D and Usher would be random.
It makes no sense.
I knew it was going to be Will I Am.
I knew he was going to be there. No, I just didn't. At the moment, I was like, is that?
No, I just knew to look for whoever was wearing the weirdest thing on their face. That would probably be Will I Am.
Got it. Good call.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he does.
You didn't know that was Jermaine Dupri, though.
I did. Because I saw him, because I heard him at first. But when I saw him, I was like, wait, who's that?
Well, yeah.
Because you heard him first.
I thought they was just doing a whole Atlanta celebration, and they panned past CeeLo. And I was like, oh, CeeLo just happens to be there. But then they zoomed in, and he was on the mic. I was like, oh, that's Jermaine. Now, Jermaine, we got to talk, my brother. I love you. They should not be confusing you with CeeLo. This should not be happening.
Yo, can we have a moment for Jermaine's socks, though? Where he had the little ruffles. Were those ruffles on his socks?
See?
No, it's like a little.
It looked like my little sister's Dominican socks.
I don't want to call it a purse, but it was like a knitted purse that was like,
It's not what you want.
Cass, a couple things. Dominicans don't own no socks.
No, they do.
No, they don't. Every black girl in America on Easter has worn those socks. Every girl has worn those socks.
Yeah, I'm like, I've worn those socks for Easter. Everyone
does. The little ruffle Easter socks? Nah, bro. But I kind of find out that it wasn't that, right, Laura Staff?
No. If you Google it, I'm going to try to find a picture. But it was like kind of like a little purse situation on the sides. A knitted purse, but yeah. Yes, it was definitely trending all over the internet. But Little John came out too, and Luda. And man, it was a great performance, man. Usher did his thing. The skates were fantastic. And he was great. He was great, guys. He was great.
Now, I saw some people, look, I think Usher did a great job. And I think it is definitely one of the best halftimes. But where would you guys rank this?
Up there. I'm not going to go.
You're going top five? Top five?
It's hard to do top five.
You got to really revisit to remember what's happened. In the moment, it felt really good.
Because this is the last one we saw, you know, so it's an emotional connection because we're so excited about it. So I don't know.
You had Prince, you had MJ, Beyonce, and Bruno together.
It's a lot.
One of the things about Prince was in the rain too, fire. It was actually raining while he was doing Purple Rain, which is
that's tough to beat. And there's a famous story. They said to Prince, they were like on headset with him when he was about to walk out, and they were like, Prince, watch out, be careful, blah blah blah. It's raining, and Prince's supposed response was, can you make it rain harder? That's supposedly what happened.
Also, during the Super Bowl game, Beyonce revealed the news with a video on her Instagram. She's going, she's giving us the act two of her trilogy. And it looks like it's going to be a country album. She dropped two new songs. Did you guys get a chance to see the video teaser that she dropped?
I only saw, yes, I actually did with the Texas Billboard and all that.
Yes, I did see that.
With the taxi driving and all of this. Yeah.
And then it features like old school tunes like Chuck Berry's Maybelline. And then you see a dusty scene of men looking at a massive billboard with Beyonce with the words Texas Hold'em on it. So,
Yo, guys,
so
they're saying that
Act 2 comes March 29th.
Was this major? Was this like retribution for the whole Taylor Swift VMA from 15 years ago?
You mean where she was like, I'm going to take Taylor's moment at the Super Bowl and go ahead and drop my album? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to take Taylor's moment, and how did Taylor come into the game?
Country music.
Now here comes Beyonce winning the Super Bowl with some country.
The other thing, too, the Verizon commercial, at the end of the commercial, she teases the album. I thought that was the drop.
Yeah, she goes, drop the music. That was amazing. She got paid to do that commercial and then made it her commercial, literally.
Wow.
And then the music dropped.
Changer.
As soon as she, as soon as she said flashing. That, I went to Apple. I was like, what's going on over here?
It was it.
It was dead. Boom.
Yo, amazing.
That's right. That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:06. Alternate side parking is suspended.
Coming up, do we do like the corny radio thing where we take calls and it's like, yo, what was your best favorite moment last night?
You know, I actually don't hate it. Super Bowl highlight kind of situation.
Where it was like, what was your favorite thing? Blah, blah, blah.
We might get put onto something we missed.
And by the way, maybe it's also personal. Not just what happened on TV. Was there something amazing that happened in your house?
Okay. All right.
You know, it could include
everything. Maybe you won a big bet. Maybe you won the, I don't know, the FanDuel Gronk missed kick, field right. goal bet.
Or maybe something. maybe you tried to cook something you never cooked before.
Ooh.
It was a huge success.
Oh. We could talk about how Laura and Rosenberg had a get together. Did anybody get invited from the show?
Johnny, oh, I told everyone the other day.
Johnny, you got invited?
Yeah, he told Juanito. Me. He told me on Friday.
Oh, he did? Okay, Juanito says nope. Cass one, you got invited?
Nah.
But
that's part of the course.
Okay, all right. You're used to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Okay, fair enough. Griff, oh, did you get invited God. Over to Rosenberg's? No. Louie? No. Bascom? King Lou says I don't get invited to things from the show.
Ebro, did you get invited?
I never even heard of it until this morning when Laura was like, oh, I was at Rosenberg's watching the game.
You're such a liar.
I missed it. If you did invite me, I missed it.
But you know, is that possible?
He definitely invited you.
Is that on the table, Ebro?
Absolutely, I missed it. I mean,
and by the way, when King Lou said, I don't get invited to things from the show, is he talking about my little five-person Super Bowl party? Or is he talking about Ebro's baby shower? We don't know.
We don't know. Yo, do something.
Do something?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, good morning. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Happy post-Super Bowl, everyone. Ebro is a week away from having a baby Darden.
Oh, so man, there's going to be a baby in this situation.
So at any given moment, you never know what's popping off over there right now.
Nah, it's...
And by the way, I assumed last night you guys, no matter what, were playing it very low-key.
Oh, yeah, we stayed at home. We stayed.
You're in the crib.
Me and the wife at the house. We probably wouldn't have come to your Super Bowl situation.
You wouldn't have. There's no chance
we
would come.
Yeah, we wouldn't have made that journey because we're trying to stay away from
people.
Yeah, traffic and COVID people and yeah,
all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
RSV.
Yeah, yeah.
All of
yes,
it.
Yes, all that.
You know
all
how many? You know how many people right now? The amount of people I know. From my wife to many others who have had some sort of back and forth with, like, you have a cold and then it feels like it's gone. And then the next day you wake up and you have it. And then it just, like, never goes away with people right now. I'm hearing that everywhere.
Well, so somebody had a cold. I think Jazz had a cold a few weeks ago. She went to the doctor. We at first thought it was just like a pregnancy nasal thing.
Right.
Turns out she actually had a common cold. Her doctor told her that the common cold particles had merged with like COVID particles or something and was causing people to have a common cold that hung around longer than a week.
We don't need this remix, man. Come
on. So, yeah, it was like a common cold COVID collabo. It's almost like the Ty Dolla $ign Kanye album. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you want. But just there might be a few things in there that are, you know, okay.
Watch out. Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, I have my philosophy these days on health is everyone's sick, it's not COVID, and it's all COVID.
Well, my philosophy is
it's still all COVID.
The likelihood of dying is way down. That's it. And you may not go to the hospital.
And you may not test, it may not actually be COVID. But this new thing that people are getting, whether it's RSV or this version of a cold that never, I still believe it exists the way it does because of COVID.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all part of the fact that things have just changed over the couple years. But yeah, shout out to everyone who's been dealing with that nagging sickness where you're like, should I be around people? I think I'm okay. I'm not. Is that okay?
All right. Yeah. Well, look, we got people lined up. They're ready to play like radio. Like, this is like real radio right now where it's kind of like we'll take calls and people talk about what they saw and liked on TV last night.
I love this.
And it's kind of cool. Like, what was your favorite moment last night during the big game? Are we allowed to say Super Bowl right now? Because aren't the rules like you can't say Super Bowl if you're using it?
We can say it, though. We're not making money with them.
We're not?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Lisa.
You can't say it. Yeah, if it's for making money.
Oh, you're playing it. Oh, Shawnee's taking it up a notch.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go. He's a producer.
If we're going to do it, let's go.
Let's do it.
We're going to copyright it free. Let's do it.
This is the game of all games.
I watched the whole thing.
Shawnee's in. Shawnee thinks Patrick Mahomes has a future.
Yo, that guy's good. That guy's really good.
He's going to be good. He's going to be here for a while.
I watched him. I saw he was poised. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this kid, he's definitely got a future in football.
No, he does.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
After back-to-back Super Bowl victories and going to the Super Bowl 4 times in 5 years.
Listen. I didn't see all that. I saw him down in points and still keeping a smile on his face. I said, yo, this guy's good. This guy's good.
Let's go to who we got here. Let's go to Lisa. She's a 49ers fan. Hit her with the button.
Brother Sal.
She gets the congrats. But you, what was your favorite moment last night other than the fact that your team lost?
Of course, Usher. Some of the commercials. And just having a good family day, because we also celebrated my sister-in-law's birthday.
That's nice.
So we had one big party.
There you go. That's what I think. It's a great opportunity. What'd you say, Rosenberg? About 115 million people watched the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Thank you, Lisa, for your phone call.
And Lisa, I won't even hold you. Listen, I love the damn Super Bowl. Even when I don't care about the game, to me, it's such a fun party. And I'm going to need the NBA. I'm going to just keep it real. Love the NBA. Love it. Y'all might have to go ahead and switch with the NFL these weekends, man. We might have to move. Ebro, tell me the NBA All-Star Game shouldn't be during the bye week. And the NFL shouldn't be on President's Weekend next week, so the whole Monday's off afterwards. Let's just...
Okay, I like where you go.
It should be a holiday.
So you're saying All-Star Game goes where the Pro Bowl used to
go. Goes right now. No, it would be this week.
This week. Okay.
And then next week we have the Super Bowl and everyone's off on Monday. Come on, man. It's the right thing to do.
No, you're right. You're right. I ain't gonna hold you.
It felt like a holiday last night. I was like, damn it, I have to wake up tomorrow. This is crazy.
The Super Bowl is so big.
That's what I'm saying.
A third of the entire country tunes into one thing.
No, it's more of a holiday as a country than basically any other holiday except maybe Thanksgiving. Like, it is everyone. Like, you are on board. Like, even if you don't watch football, you're in because your family's watching.
It's true.
When they had us in, they had everybody in from so many angles. You had let's start with the newbies. You had Ice Spice hanging out.
Come on,
with Taylor Swift.
Crazy.
Have to see it.
People were getting. I mean, he was on social media. He was definitely turning on TV. Then you had one of the best players on the field is dating Taylor Swift. So boom, people who don't even care about the game was like, all right, let me see what's going on. Then you have Usher. A music legend performing at halftime. Then you have the commercials.
Yeah.
I haven't even got to the actual game itself.
And then, Ebro, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a kid-friendly broadcast of the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon.
Say word.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I tuned in for a little bit. It was they had SpongeBob and Patrick doing the play calling.
Say word. Yeah.
And then Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. And then you know when you look at TV and they have like the first down line, it was like cartoony Nickelodeon type.
Wait
up.
Yo, how long they been doing this?
I don't know, but I saw it this year. I was like, yo, this is
crazy. Is genius.
They had the booth, too. They had the booth at the game. So that's how I found out about it, because they panned to the booth at the game. And I was like,
genius, kid. That is amazing. Man. Let's go to Tony on the line. Tony made some money. Yo, Tony, how much money did you make?
I only got like a $25 bonus bet for that Kick of Destiny thing.
Hey, there you go. Now, that was the Gronk kick. Gronk keeps missing the field goal from 25 yards. That's 2 years in a row, isn't it?
You had missed?
2 years in a row. Yeah. He just sucks, man.
I mean, yeah, it's hard. That's very hard if you're not a kicker. I'm not going to lie.
There's video somewhere of Rosenberg trying to kick a field goal for 25 yards.
Oh, it was so bad. Oh, it's so hard, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's on the internet somewhere. It's very hard to do.
Gronk's kick was pretty good yesterday. He was just wide right.
That's right. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for your phone call. We're talking favorite things at the Super Bowl yesterday. Let's go to Angel. Angel's on the line. Angel, what was your favorite thing during the Super Bowl? Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I don't watch too much football. Like, I'm not really a football fan, but I was going for the Chiefs all the way. But there's one part, man, when they got caught with the okey-doke with that trick play that the Niners did on them.
Okay.
That was my best right there. That was my best play, right? Yeah, because
when they threw it back to McCaffrey.
Yeah, yeah, that trick play. That play should have never taken place, but, you know, that was my best play right there.
Thanks for your phone call. Let's go to Yashun. Yashun on the line. Yashun, good morning.
Yashun.
Yashun, excuse me. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
What was your favorite moment?
Everybody up there.
Good morning.
My favorite moment was that whole dedication they did with Ghana about that little kid running.
Yeah, man.
And then they showcased the athletes. I'm like, listen, we see what you're about to do. We see them coming. We know what they're doing over there. They scouting right now. But we coming.
It's a lot of African players, you know, in the NFL right now. And if you didn't see the ad he's speaking of, it's NFL Africa. There's actually an Instagram account I've been following for a few weeks when I saw the ad. Owusu, who plays for the Cleveland Browns, you know, he wears his traditional African attire each week to the game. So that's been going on for a while for the Cleveland Browns. But he and other players who, you know, are from Africa, either first, second generation, have been going back and establishing flag football leagues. OCU Manura was in there, you know, from the Giants. And so it was just really dope. It was a really dope ad. Shout out to Africa on that. Thank you, Yashun, for that.
And shout out to everyone who was very in on the African Cup of Nations last week.
Oh, right. That was huge.
Ivory Coast, I think, beat Nigeria in the final yesterday. So people were into
it. That was big. Let's go to Vanessa on the line.
Good morning.
Vanessa, your favorite moment watching the game, the Super Bowl?
Yes. Well, you know, I love Usher's halftime performance. But my favorite part was when 49ers was making a score, and, you know, after they was going to make the field goal, and somebody from the Chiefs, I'm not sure of all the players' names, blocked the ball so that he couldn't make the field goal, and I just thought that was, like, really amazing.
Now, you as someone who doesn't sound much like a person who watches football a lot, knowing that was amazing is kind of cool, because that was a huge play.
Yes, it was. I know that. Because, like, in basketball, when they be boxing out the rebounds, you know, it's like, big, get that out of here.
Rebound.
Give me some that honestly, this is amazing.
Amazing.
No, man. I might have a job for you at ESPN. You know what I mean? They may need you. They may need you, Vanessa. Thank you.
Yo, incredible. No,
the boxing out comparison, I didn't even have that in mind. It couldn't even. It
the block shot. In her mind, that was just a block shot.
It was a blocked shot.
Amazing.
That's crazy. You know, with the Mutombo, like, no.
Yeah, no, that's
get
what.
Get that ball out of here.
Yo, but really, when you really think about it, that blocked field goal is the game. When you really think about the fact that the Chiefs were able to keep it close, because it would have been for them to tie it with a field goal and take it to overtime, if that would have been a 4-point lead, they wouldn't have been able to do it. They would have had to score a touchdown.
It is a huge, it is a huge moment. It's crazy.
Yo, Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free. Big up to Anonymous, whose 3.5-year-old son watched the Nickelodeon game and saw the whole thing. And we also, Don loved Alicia Keys, and Sergio loved the NFL Network Seahawks commercial. I didn't see the Seahawks commercial. Anybody see the Seahawks commercial?
But we definitely love Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Alicia was
great.
Yo, and shout out to my wife who hooked up a delicious chili last night.
Okay.
It was
all right now.
Healthy.
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't healthy in any other way, so I don't want any credit, but the chili was healthy. The chili was chicken chili popping. It was a delight. She held it down to our first married Super Bowl festivity. It was lovely.
Nice. Oh man.
Yes.
Romantical. Up next, the Gurus, Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free. Yo, the internet's having a field day with Usher wrapping his arms around Alicia Keys.
Swizz was tight.
Yo, Swizz had to say something.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
It's out of control. Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Y'all know I was going to say something about the washing feet thing commercial. There was a commercial, you know, it was run by, you know, this, I see the commercial sometimes. It's kind of just like, he gets us. And it's about Jesus. You know, Jesus is a cool dude, man. Shout out to Jesus, wherever you are. And I'm watching this commercial, and it's basically like, you know, people from all walks of life getting their feet washed. And it's like, you know, basically saying, you know, Jesus didn't hate people. You know, he washed feet. He helped everybody.
Okay.
Kept your feet clean out here. So I'm watching the commercial and mad people getting their feet washed, different scenarios. Ain't nobody washed no black person's feet in this whole ad.
Damn.
But there was black people washing feet. And but I loved how there was, you know, indigenous people was getting their feet washed by white people. Then there was an old black man. And he was sharing water with an older white dude. Like, you know, they share water now. When back in the day, the black man would have been washing feet or would have had to use separate water. But why you can't wash the old black man's feet? Why can't the old white man be washing the old black man's foot?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then come to find out the people who finance these commercials, wait till you look them up.
Not clean.
Let me just say, it's an interesting bunch.
Mm.
Interesting bunch. Mm. Okay.
And what was the ad for again?
It's like a, you know, it's basically like a religious group of some sort.
That's, come to the Lord.
Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. You know, Jesus, Savior type stuff.
Christianity.
He
commercial.
Gets us.
Got you.
But I think they have a very conservative political agenda. Let me also say that.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that everybody that's a part of, you know, celebrating Christianity and celebrating Jesus is on that same type of political agenda.
True.
You know what I mean? But nonetheless, wash the black people's feet, man.
Yeah, man. That's keep it balanced.
You know what I'm saying? After everything we've done in this country, can't wash our feet too?
That's
all right.
You know, let's go. The gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shining Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Right.
Where the gurus unite to shine the light on your darkness. Johnny, burn the sage.
Let's cleanse the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. Sin. And tell us who's out there in need of the guru.
Zen.
Ah, so much.
Zen.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is, Lord. Lord just sent it to us. Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. Ah,
exhale.
Send your emails today. My partner and I recently broke up because of trust issues. Nothing bad happened, but when a guy at a cycling shop offered to tune my bike at no cost, it triggered my partner.
Oh, my God.
I told him there was no flirting. He was just being nice. But he said it left him feeling insecure. And how can I be so naive to the fact that the guy was probably trying to flirt with me or looking for something more? And he felt like he couldn't trust me due to the past. I'm 37, he's 40, and we've been together for 13 years. Always lived separately. Me in Jersey, him in New York. We've only broken up twice, each time being each other's fault, but managed to save the relationship. Side note, He still pays half my rent and utility bills, which he started to pay when he would spend the weekends in New Jersey. He initiated the breakup, so I had no choice but to respect his decision and give him his space because he also deals with depression and anxiety. After only 3 days of zero communication, he started to call me once a day, invited me to a quick dinner, which I accepted. He says being in a relationship is too stressful on top of being 40 and still trying to get his career started. I love him, willing to compromise anything I can to make him feel more at peace. Regardless of any situation, good or bad, he's never treated me wrong. He helped me raise my girls, who are now 17 and 18, both in college, and they will always consider him a great stepdad. My question is, do I continue to make myself available and have faith and we get back together, or are we hurting each other more? Any advice is truly appreciated. Love you guys. You're the best. Hmm. Well, you left out a lot of details here.
Yeah.
Like she said, the whole thing of it triggered him because of something from the past.
Yeah, I was waiting. I'm like, did you cheat on him?
Sounds like they both cheated. It sounds like they both cheated at some point.
Right.
And now as a result, there's a foundational trust problem.
It's a big issue. But
which is a pain. Yeah, it's a pain, especially if you're at a point now where you're 40 years old and the guy at the store is like, hey, I can tune your bike. And you tell your husband about it. He's like, wait a second, tune your bike.
Right. And you're like, sure, anytime. Let me know when. He's like, sounds suspect. Wow. But I'm kind of lost.
Not.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, it would be suspect.
Simple as like, yo, I can tune your bike for you. It's all good. Like,
I'd be more worried if she wasn't telling you about getting her bike tuned.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it could be nothing, but of course he's and probably is nothing. But he just doesn't like her flirting. But I'm not sure about what exactly is he asking. Should she move on from him after 13 years? Because he feels like he needs some space, and he's 40, and he needs to get his life together. He doesn't know if relationships are for him. Like, should she continue to make herself available or walk away?
Essentially.
I mean, if you love him and he ain't saying go nowhere and he just wants some space.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm with Shawnee. It would be nice if y'all could work on this trust issue. Let's like simplify this. You guys seem to have a generally good relationship. He's the stepdad to your daughters. You clearly love him. He loves you. He's treated you well.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure why y'all still don't live together, but whatever. That's a conversation for you guys to have. Mm-hmm. I would say this is something that's clearly worth exploring in couples counseling and just working on the trust. Like, you've had a past where trust has been broken before. Sometimes that can be an absolute deal breaker. But in this case, it doesn't sound like you guys are a constant mess. It sounds like you have an issue. Yeah. So I think it's worth at least considering being together and exploring if you guys can make it through this issue and do some real work. But and if not, we'll call Cass, grab the lighter, and burn it down.
Right. No, I'm not going to burn it down. I'm just saying, bro, he's 40. How old is she? Y'all acting like
37.
Y'all acting like y'all teenagers, bro.
That's what it sounds like, Cass. I agree.
It's like a very immature teenage relationship. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Call them out.
I think they should have a conversation. Like, yo, we're acting like teenagers. Like, this is, you know, why are we doing this? But I guess both of them have to agree to want to work on it. Because it can't just be one-sided. But then that's going to be a problem. You're going to go nowhere fast. So I think an initial conversation, just have honest talk. Like, bro, do you still want to do this with me? Like, I don't want us to go back to teenage jealousy scenarios.
Like they've never left that scenario. That's the problem.
So hopefully they're both willing to work on it. It sounds like she wants to, but hopefully they're both willing to sit down and work on it. And I hope he does too.
Yeah.
Because if not, they're going to stay in that same, you know what I mean? In that same area for a while. And I don't know if it's going to get better.
And pay for your bike next time.
No free tune-ups, right? No free tune-ups. Yeah,
no, I'd rather pay, sir.
I'll just pay for the tune-up.
I'll avoid the whole issue.
God. But yeah, I say you have an honest conversation with them. And yeah, I think you guys should consider couples counseling. And hopefully you guys can get to a happy medium. If not, 1-800-CAST-1.
You knew what you were doing with that bike. You knew what was going on.
So say the gurus. It's like... weakness.
Oh, I don't know. He wasn't flirting with me. Come on. Right. You know.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles was popping.
Coming up in the flashing lights report. Listen, there was a lot of talk about the Super Bowl halftime show, but you know, I guess Swiss Beats didn't appreciate some of the comments around Alicia Keys, and he had to speak out. So we'll tell you what he said coming up next.
Yo, and as far as the washing feet commercial, I'm seeing your tweets. There's a Hispanic cop that washes a black man's foot. Wasn't a white person washing black people's feet. Then there's another black man getting his foot washed.
Is that real, the one you saw? That's from it? The cop thing?
Yeah, that's really in it. I forgot that's about from that. It. Yeah. There's black people that got their feet washed, but I'm telling y'all, bro. Telling y'all, the old black man didn't get his feet washed. Now, I have a problem with that.
He the one who probably needed the most.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Just cause.
So weird.
Feet washing is all weird.
The whole commercial was weird when it aired. We're like, what?
Yeah. 97 minutes commercial free. Cast 1, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Good morning. Hope everybody's having a good start to the week. If you haven't looked at the updated weather forecast, we're supposed to get rain tonight after 10. That's going to go into tomorrow's drive time, which then is supposed to turn into some snow tomorrow. So tomorrow is a disaster weather-wise. However, the rest of the week, sunshiny and cold. So we got to deal with tomorrow, and then we're going to get some sunshine. Let's go. Flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So we've been talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. And listen, we all agree. We loved it. It was great. We love seeing Alicia Keys on that piano and them doing My Boo together. But as typical, you know, the internet trolling, taking screenshots of how close Usher and Alicia were and, you know, zooming into his hands. And they were just making too much. It was way too much. But I guess the memes, you know, Swiss Beats had something to say. He went on Instagram and posted a beautiful photo of Alicia. And he's like, you guys, he said, y'all talking about the wrong damn thing. Y'all don't see this amazing dress covering the entire stadium. Tonight's performance was nothing but amazing with two amazing giants. Congrats to Usher and my love, Alicia Keys. That song is a classic. We don't do negative vibes on this side. We're going to make history. Go see Giants at the Brooklyn Museum. It's open until July.
Amazing. He used it as a promo out for that amazing art exhibit going on in Brooklyn at the museum, which is phenomenal. I had the pleasure of seeing it. But, you know, it's the internet. They gonna turn nothing into something. Y'all know how this goes, especially with Usher and the Keke Palmer situation and all of the things that's been going on at Usher shows, which really sets up for the Usher tour. Who's gonna get brought on stage and, you know, appropriately, I don't want to say inappropriately because they signed up for it, but appropriately gyrated upon on an Usher tour.
I mean, a lot of it's going to happen to a lot of people.
Every night.
And yeah, guys, Swizz, I don't know if you know this about Swizz and Alicia Keys. They're professionals.
Yeah, they're
good. Alicia's been a performer her entire life. So having a little embrace, we've seen way worse between performers on stage who are in relationships with other people. We've seen all kinds of bent over, thrusted. We've seen it all.
It's a lot.
That was not. It was nothing.
They're performing. That's it.
That said, I was like, hey.
Yeah, hey! I mean, he only grazed the booty twice.
I know Swiss. Hey!
You know what I'm saying?
Was, yo, but how about this?
Light work,
guy,
right?
I was like, hey.
Y'all
hey.
Popping
look at
all that.
Look at Shawnee counting the booty grazes.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the first one, and then the second one's like, oh, okay. He's just keeping this up.
Swiss meanwhile, is good. Usher got married this weekend, too. In Vegas.
Right. Yeah, I heard he got his marriage license.
Or got
the license. Mm. Yeah.
More scandal.
Yeah. Right. Yo, people with me, old man.
Stop it.
You were counting grazes. That's how I knew Shawnee's a pervert.
I mean, grazes. We're going to watch Alicia Keys. She looked amazing. That outfit was crazy. Her body was tight. As soon as she stood up, I was like, oh, she's been in the gym. She was ready for this moment. And Usher was looking down like, oh, yes, she is.
And more than that, you know, Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats, they are a hip-hop power couple, man. We protect that.
That's
like,
right.
Whoa.
That's right. Hey, hands off.
They got this, guys. They got this.
Respectfully.
They're fine.
I know.
Well,
we know.
Listen, guys.
We know.
It's spicy. It made things spicy last night.
It made things spicy, but I think what everybody's saying to you, Shawnee and Cass, is you guys are projecting. Oh, just like everyone else.
Us and the whole internet.
Yeah. Everyone's projecting what they would be doing. By being nefarious on stage, wrapping their arms around somebody else's woman, or grazing across the booty of somebody.
Well, no, or how they would feel if it was their woman.
No. Exactly. I understand exactly what it is, but I would feel fine. But I would want my friends to go, whoa, hey. Yo, and I'll be like, nah, guys, it's cool.
You know, that's fair. That's fair.
So Swiss did the right thing. Fair. He's telling us, yo, it's cool. We're like, all right, cool. We're just saying.
No, that's fair. That's you know what, Cass, you're a good friend.
Right?
That's like, you're right.
Exactly.
Oh man, but that's your flashing lights report. Let me see. Today is a high of 49 degrees. A little rain tonight, and alternate side parking is suspended for Lincoln's birthday.
I mean, by the way, Swizz and Alicia have been together a long time.
Facts.
A long time.
Bro, they chilling. This is not
good.
The fact that this is causing so much discussion is kind of disturbing. I'll be honest.
No, but what I'm saying is, guess what? Alicia probably did have fun up there dancing with Usher.
She laughed.
And guess what?
It was funny.
Swizz was probably happy for her. Right. Have fun dancing with that sexy man who the whole world wants to dance with.
Oh,
you're my
God.
Wife. I'm serious. Yo, I'm dead.
A
yo, would you,
man
Ebro?
Is in
I
wouldn't the least 1,000%.
I would not care if my lady got to dance with Usher. I wouldn't be like, yo, I can't believe he wrapped his arms around
if Usher took your wife on stage, laid down a towel, laid her down on the towel, got on top of her with her, and started to gyrate the way Bobby Brown used to do ladies on stage.
No, that's too far. That's too far.
Or what about he puts your lady in a chair on stage and then begins to sit on her lap and rub his
crotch. Nah, the whole Janet Jackson vibe. Nah, that's a bit much.
I just wanted to see where the line
was. There's a line, but it wasn't last night. Last night was safe.
They kept it super safe. It was a Super Bowl. They couldn't go farther. They didn't
want
to
see that play out before.
Exactly.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.